Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
First dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking out?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day, 168 hours a week, 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
If my sister looked like Neymar's, I'd be tempted.
Authentic noise from the fans.
Any news on Jadon Sancho to Spurs?
Time for all the sport. Sound that horn. This is Sports Horn.
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
The time is 7:03. Ian, good evening last night.
Oh, you know me, treat every evening as my last. Although, of course, if it was my last evening on Earth, I'd spend it sobbing uncontrollably, then trying to fornicate with anything that moved.
Wouldn't we all? Wouldn't we all? Tell us on 75358, what would you do with your last night on Earth?
And my evening wasn't too different, actually, Anthony. I watched a documentary presented by Chris Sutton about a tribe in the Amazon rainforest that had never heard of football. Chris was showing the elders signed photos of Angel Di Maria, Gianluigi Buffon and Phil Foden, and they just shook their heads. It was honestly the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I've seen that, a heart-rending documentary. You cannot watch that without weeping.
Yeah, and then I finished off the evening with a cheeky
morning,
wank.
Everyone! We are bright and early and playing another game of Distracted Drivers!
Distracted Drivers! Distracted Drivers! Whoa!
Distracted Drivers.
All week, we've partnered up with Cluckey's Motors.
Cluckey's Motors. Premium cars at chicken feed prices.
To send a lucky driver round the track at Brands Hatch. If they can do a whole lap while being distracted by Ian Fiveankles without crashing, they win the car. It's a simple game, and Tom is 37 and he's driving a Subaru Crosstrek. Hi, Tom!
All right, lads. Whoa!
Sounds like you're tearing up the track, Tom.
I've never driven anything so fast in my life.
108 miles an hour, according to our monitor.
Tom, here's the question for you. How would a centaur spoon someone?
You what, mate?
A centaur.
A centaur?
You know, one of those half-man, half-horses.
How would they spoon someone?
Yeah, that's right. Would you put your top hooves around your partner with your head close to her, but with your groin and back legs half out of the bed, or would you nestle your bottom legs around your partner's, but with your head looking up at the headboard?
I don't really know. Whoa!
Yes!
Get in! Well done, Ian. He's crashed.
Have that, Tom.
Oh, dear. Bad luck, Tom. Bad luck. A valiant effort, but he couldn't do it. Another victory to Ian Fiveankles.
Yep, it's all from this diagram of centaurs spooning sent to me by Steve Bold.
Steve Bold is such a goofball. Let's check that Tom is okay after that crash. The first aid team should be with him now.
Holy God, it's on fire.
Big win for you, that Ian. That's one of your biggest, yeah.
Cluckey's Motors says, don't be chicken. Never drive while distracted.
And don't worry, Tom won't be limping away empty-handed.
He's alive. Thank God he's alive.
We have 30 Sports Direct mugs to give away as consolation prizes. 29, actually, because, Ian, you're drinking out of one now.
Yeah, they're huge, these Sports Direct mugs. It's the size of a bath, but it's good to stay hydrated. I need a wee.
Yeah. I can't stop looking at that centaur spooning meme sent to you by Steve Bold. Is that a new phone you've got there, Ian?
It's brand new. I got it last night.
Oh, that is a top mobile.
Oh, it's class. It's the latest one. Chinese, of course.
Well, I'm a Japan fan, but respect to the Chinese technologists out there of this world. It's a very small screen, isn't it? I mean, it's really small. It's the smallest screen
on the market, I think you'll find, and that's why it's so expensive. They're clever, those Chinese, but it's got everything on it, all my folders and what have you. You should see the memes and vids Steve Bold sent me down the years. Some of them are very naughty and very clever, and it's got TikTok.
It's got TikTok?
Yeah.
Your phone's got TikTok?
Yeah.
Why would you need TikTok?
Well, I saw a few of my colleagues in punditry dabbling on TikTok in the last few weeks, Anthony. I mean, Garth Crooks, Jason Kundi, Robbie Earle. These men are at the forefront of their profession, and I will not be left behind to choke on their dust.
They're Heschel, Splallance,
those men. They're football media pioneers.
They are some of the hardest working pundits in the game. Garth Crooks in particular. That column doesn't write itself,
Ian. Absolutely, yeah. Martin Keown, he'd have a Pulitzer by now if he was Spanish.
Are they on TikTok? That's the question.
Are they ever? And they are performing vital work there. Look at this TikTok of Don Goodman.
Oh,
he's doing a dance.
That is brilliant. That is good. That is class.
Here's Michael Owen looking at a horse.
Oh, glad I haven't missed that.
And here's Danny Murphy eating jelly cubes in some sort of challenge.
That's hashtag asthma. It's for asthma.
Is it?
That's for asthma. Asthma will be delighted with that.
Yeah.
These are top TikToks.
Tip-top-tog-tocks.
Yeah.
I'm going to do one now on my new phone, on the latest phone. And listen to this, Anthony. For every like I get, I'm donating £1 to charity.
A pound per like?
Yep.
Ian, you could be donating millions. That is so generous.
A penny per like.
You could be donating thousands. These things can go viral in an instant.
How about a penny per 100 likes?
1/100th of a penny per like. And what charity will you be donating this to?
I'll be donating to a charity very close to my heart, the Ali Dia Fund.
My name is Ali Dia, and I played 53 minutes for Southampton FC. I dream of a world where anyone can play professional football, regardless of their abilities.
The Ali Dia Fund raises money to help men realise their dreams of professional football. Take Ben, a roofer from Redcar.
Playing professional football as a kid was my number one dream, but after leaving school, I forgot about it and gone with my life. I haven't kicked a ball in years. But I'd love to have a crack at it before it's too late.
Just £50,000 will get Ben 27 minutes at the end of a Papa John's Trophy game for Newport County. See the joy in his eyes as he scampers around the field, each pass bouncing off his shins into touch. Bent double to catch his breath as the cut and thrust of League Two football passes him by.
Please let me play for Newport. Be right, lass.
A worthy cause, Ian. Fantastic and class.
So let's give Ben and countless men like him the chance he so richly deserves. Anthony, I'm going to make a TikTok and I want everyone out there to like the hell out
like
of it.
Like the hell out of what you're about to see on your own phones, in your own TikToks, and download TikTok, may I say, is one of the best apps out there.
I love
it's
it.
One of the best apps.
I am hooked.
During the break, Ian will get that TikTok made. The time is 7:15. Let's go to Angelina with the travel.
The Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show. An Ian a day keeps your eardrums at play in association with triple-sided Sellotape.
Hello there. I'm former Reading and Hull midfielder James Harper, and I'm harpering on about triple-sided Sellotape.
Triple-sided Sellotape.
Ever needed to Sellotape three things at once? There's thousands of everyday uses for triple-sided Sellotape, like, you could Sellotape two balloons onto something.
Triple-sided Sellotape sponsors the Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show.
You could use it to stick your TV cables to the skirting board of the floor.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously,
man. Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Okay, right. You're doing a TikTok, mate. Yeah. Fucking hell. What are you going to do? Have you got a plan? You got a plan?
Look,
you can't just like
look at
stand
this.
And...
Look at this. Look what I can do with my finger.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Show it again. Show it again. Do that again. That is amazing. Yeah. Have you done that? I've never seen that before.
I know, right? I learned that in the dressing room during an FA Cup replay at Brunton Park that was abandoned due to a waterlogged pitch. I was bored and I just started playing with my fingers and it just sort of happened.
Wow.
Chris Kiwamia couldn't take his eyes off
Chris
it.
Chris Kiwamia's in good company, mate. I can't take my eyes off that either. Do it again. Do it again. That is the best finger trick I've ever seen. You that's magic.
Yeah.
You should take that on the street to people like David Blaine does.
Or like in The Prestige. I could do the finger thing and then drown myself.
Sure, yeah, you could. Well, let's start small. Let's just do one on TikTok first. Build the momentum.
Yeah.
Build your fame.
Yeah.
Build your virality.
Yeah.
Your virality, Ian. Get it on TikTok is what I'm saying. Get this bad boy up on the TikTok.
How the fuck does TikTok work?
Right.
This is baffling.
It's quite a new one.
Look at it. Why has it made my face look like a toad?
Show it here. Oh, that's you got it on like a Nigel Farage filter. Show it here. Give it here. Give it here.
Yeah.
Mate, the screen is tiny. Yeah. You literally can't see a thing.
Well, that's why it's so expensive.
Show it here. Show it here. Okay, right. There's an upload button there. Right. Go back to your camera phone.
Yeah.
App. The camera.
Yeah.
Right. Film what you did. I'll film it. And give it here, yeah. And then I'll click upload onto TikTok. Right. That's the best way to do it.
Okay. Here you go. Let me get my finger ready.
Right. Fucking hell. This is such a small screen. I've got. Do I have to use my fingernail to press anything on this? Right. Here we go. I got it. Right. Ready. You got red. Get your finger up.
Yeah,
then.
No, I'm ready.
And action. Do the finger thing.
Ta-ta!
Good. I'm going to cut there. Okay. There you go, mate.
Thank you.
Have that back. You upload that to TikTok. Just choose the clip from your camera roll and post. Okay, Sandra, yeah. We're going back on. I know.
You don't realise how big your own thumbs are until
quick
you
Ian,
use this
quick
screen.
Ian, yeah, we're back on. With Jesus, we're back
don't
on.
Don't hurry me. Have you? I need a toothpick. Have you got a toothpick?
Fucking just use your nails.
Toothpick.
Just post it. Just select the clip where you go. We said we'd burp all right. TikTok
okay.
In the break.
Okay, it's posted. It's
great.
Posted.
It's live. Congratulations, your first TikTok.
Oh, God. Brilliant. Oh, no.
What?
No!
What?
Oh,
what have you done?
Bollocks, I've posted the wrong clip. I've chosen the wrong video.
Okay.
No. Oh, God. God,
what have
no.
you posted? Show me. It can't be that bad. Show me. What have you
no.
posted?
No, get off me. The screen's too bloody small to see what I'm doing.
Well, what's the video you posted? That might be a battle.
It doesn't matter what it is. I'm deleting.
Show it to
deleting.
Me. What are you trying to hide?
It's private. Get off my
show
phone.
Show me what it is.
Yeah,
show
get
me what you've posted.
Phone. Oh, God. Now look what you've done. It's fallen in the Sports Direct mug bath of water.
Shit, mate. I'm so sorry. That was a new phone, the latest phone, wasn't it? I'm so sorry. You got like, well, tell you, mate, shake the water off. We'll just go. We go again. We Stephen. Can you turn it on?
It's not going to turn on like that. It's sopping wet. I need to put it on a radiator or rice. Sandra, have you got any rice?
What did you post?
Doesn't matter.
Well, I'm going to look on my phone. Here we are. Right, TikTok. What's your username? Ian. There we go. Ian Five Ankles. Oh my word. Ian. What's this? This is porn. You posted porn!
Oh,
you posted a porno on
Jesus,
TikTok, Ian.
It was sent to me by Steve Bold, wasn't it? It's one of his funny meme videos. It's a four in a bed romp starring lookalikes of famous footballers.
I can see that. Who are they?
There's a lookalike of Glenn Whelan. There's a lookalike Rory Delap and Cleberson.
Look, God, that is explicit. That is all in a sexual act with... Who's that in the middle?
That's supposed to be Carol Poborski.
Who used to play for Man United? Carol
yeah.
Poborski?
Yeah.
There's a woman. Doesn't look like.
Yeah, I mean, her name's Carol with a C. We need to delete this, Anthony. It's out there. It's on the public sphere. My TikTok. What if Garth Crooks sees this? What if Gabby Logan sees it? Oh, God, I'm panicking.
Calm down, Ian. Calm down. Here, look into my phone. Here you are. Use the password.
Well, I don't know
that.
The password, do I? Steve Bold set my TikTok up.
He didn't tell you the password. Why not? Just, okay, guess it.
Well,
guess the password.
Anthony, he was a centre-back. His online security is unbreachable. Oh, God, Jesus Christ. Ring Boldy. Ring
me?
Him.
Me? Yeah, ring
yeah,
Boldy?
Yeah.
I don't have his number. You wouldn't let me have his number as I've not played the game at the highest level.
And
I
stand by
number.
That decision. Ex-pros shouldn't be in civilians' phone books.
Well, why was it in your camera roll first? Why have you got that porn
I don't
in
know.
Your bloody camera roll?
Couldn't delete
right,
it.
Okay, we're back on 5, 4, 3...
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast
Ian
Show.
Ankles.
We are about to do an Ask Me Anything with Olympic champion long jumper Greg Rutherford. But I have to say that our number 75358 is awash with texts on a very different subject. It's quite difficult to find any questions for Greg Rutherford. Mo from Shepperton, Lee from Stoke, Kelly from Ripon, and Andrew from Southend, all impressed by Ian Five Ankles' first foray into TikToking.
Yeah, and,
so
and
well
I
done,
must
Ian.
Be clear, I did not film that. I did not organise that filth. My phone was hacked, and I'm afraid, Anthony, that this is what the Chinese are doing with TikTok.
The Chinese are using TikTok as a Trojan horse, Ian.
Yep.
They are causing security breaches, of which this is a prime example.
Ex-pundits are being made by the Chinese to make these potentially career-ending errors, and there's nothing MI5 are doing about it. Owen Hargreaves accidentally posted a video of a dolphin bumming its handler,
yeah,
and now this.
I saw that from Owen Hargreaves. The Chinese, they are waging a war against us. They are making us look stupid.
I shared a dressing room with ex-China international Zheng Ji at Charlton Athletic. I mean, don't get me wrong, he was a lovely fellow.
Oh, first class. Absolute gentleman was Zheng. A gifted midfielder.
He was.
What a gent.
He once asked to borrow my Nokia 3310, ostensibly to play Snake. I lent it to him, and when I got it back, my ringtone had been changed to the sound of a woman orgasming.
And that is the Chinese, isn't it? That's the Chinese for you.
In a nutshell.
Sowing seeds. seeds of discontent. Zheng Ji was deep undercover.
He was,
in his time at Charlton
Not long after that episode, he moved to Celtic. And what happened 4 years after that? Scottish independence referendum.
Of course it was.
I tell you, the Chinese are playing whole communities against each other, and Zheng Ji is at the heart of it.
But we shouldn't be afraid to talk about pornography, Ian, even on a breakfast show. After all, it's men's health, it's men's matters, it's men's hygiene.
Yeah, some of the porn is for women, Anthony, yep. I have to say. I've watched some of that. It's fairly tame in comparison. It's not worth bothering about.
It's almost pointless. But with apologies to Greg Rutherford, let's push the Ask Me Anything to tomorrow when we'll get more questions.
I mean, what is he going to be asked anyway? What's it like to jump in a really big sandpit, Greg?
Yeah, this TikTok video you've posted, it's going stratospheric, just looking at the numbers on my phone. For those of you listeners who haven't watched it, I do suggest you watch it. As long as you're over the age of 18, Ian is donating money for every like to charity. Any youngsters out there, just get your parents to watch it. We wouldn't condone any minors watching this. But it is for charity, and that's the fine line, isn't it, Ian?
Is it?
That's the fine line. It's a four-in-a-bed romp with lookalikes of Glenn Whelan, Rory Delap, Cleberson, and they're happily going at it with the spitting image of Karol Poborski. Fantastic player at Man United, Karol Poborski.
Gifted winger, wasn't he?
Rory Delap was famed for his long throw-ins at Stoke City. And his porn lookalike has really taken that on board with his performance.
He has, yeah. He goes for a really big run-up, then does a forward roll to gain momentum, and in he pops. It's remarkable.
So give that a watch. For every 100 likes, Ian will donate a penny to the Ali Dia appeal. Gosh, 10,000 likes already, Ian. This is crazy. That's my maths isn't good, but that's about a quid, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. For every quid it raises, I'll match it with a quid.
12,000 likes. I just refreshed.
I can afford it. I'm a philanthropist.
A lot of comments from OnlyFans women, Ian. The unmistakable profile pictures of the OnlyFans community.
Well, everyone's
welcome.
Good
old comment on that.
As soon as I get back into that account, I'll reply to them in person. Just because I'm TikTok famous, I won't forget my manners.
We have a very special guest on the line. Sue Stroke is the head of the lookalikes agency the actors in the video are from. She founded Nookie Likes in 2010 with the aim to give pornography a football feel. Hi, Sue.
Oh, thanks for having me on. Didn't know you were a fan of Nookie Likes, Ian.
I'm not, Sue, no. I was forwarded the video by a good friend, but I have to say, they're blooming good actors, and the production values are extraordinary. It's a lovely gift for all footy fans, especially with Valentine's Day just around the corner.
Now, technically, Ian, what you're doing is reproducing copyright material. I could sue you for basic piracy. I hope you'll be coughing up a license fee to use this clip.
Well, Sue, I was hacked.
Well, that's what they all say. You got the opportunity to delete that video or pay me $5,000.
It's for charity, Sue. Come on.
I can't delete it. My phone is in a Sports Direct mug of water and Steve Bold's password security system is like Fort Knox.
Let's not bring the lawyers into this, Ian Five Ankles.
All right. Let's not quibble, guys. Sue, I tell you what, Ian will give you $2,500 and he'll pay the rest to the Ali Dia Fund. Is that fair?
My name is Ali Dia, and I endorse this message.
What? No, I'm paying £2 to Ali Dia.
$5,000 to me, $5,000 to the retired football lookalike porn stars fund.
Oh, it's a done deal, Sue. It's a done deal. What a bargainer you are. I can see why you're an agent. Sue, let's have a chat now we've ironed out those details. Looking through your website, you represent porn stars who look like current or former Premier League footballers. You got Paul Dickon, Laurie Cunnilingus, Christian Fux.
Can I say that?
You said it. Michael Tongue, Licky Butt, John Ruddygood Singh too. How much work are these lads doing?
Our Cleberson lookalike's one of our highest earners. He's nicknamed Clubberson.
Glenn Whelan is particularly impressive in this particular video. He looks like a star in the making.
Well, this is the odd thing. We don't have a Glenn Whelan lookalike on our books. We've got a Dennis Size.
Dennis Wise, yep.
David Peter.
David Wheater.
And Ricky Van Wolfswinkel.
The same, yeah.
But no Glenn Whelan.
Oh, well, maybe it's not supposed to be Glenn Whelan.
Anthony, it's got to be a Glenn Wheeler-like. I mean, look at him. Who else could he be?
I was thinking that. Stephen Ireland?
No. Look at the grimace. the way he's contorting his face in pure concentration. He used to pull exactly that face when shepherding the ball out for a goal kick.
Oh, he was such a good goal kick shepherd. Oh, was
class,
Glenn Whelan.
Class,
was Glenn
class,
Whelan.
Class shepherd. Oh.
I'm telling you, we do not have a Glenn Whelan lookalike on our books.
Anthony, if that's not a lookalike of Glenn Whelan doing porn, then there's only one plausible explanation.
I'm afraid so, Ian. It's clear as day.
It's the Chinese government.
Yeah.
It has to be. They've produced a deep fake of him to cause another rift in the fabric of our Western society.
Glenn Whelan is on the line now, and he is furious. Hello, Glenn.
I demand you remove that video, or I will sue.
We know what's happened,
we
Glenn.
We know what's happened, Glenn.
I was in a bad place. A new clubberson from me local. He's called Calvin, and he lives in Stafford. I owed him a favour.
The Chinese have deep-faked you, Glenn. That isn't really you.
Sorry, lads.
It's a hologram, Glenn. That's not your face. Or your penis.
Ah, right, yes.
You've been computer-generated to be in a porn film. Mark Zuckerberg invented that, and now the Chinese have stolen the plans.
You're a pawn, Glenn Whelan, in China's geopolitical game. An unwitting foot soldier in the East war with Britain.
Ah, those damn Chinese. You wait till I get my hands on them fellas. A deep freak, yes, that's what it is.
It's realistic, isn't it? It's realistic, that one.
Oh, it's realistic, so it is. They've got me right down to my mole on me. Oh, yeah, but that's a deep fake, all right. You see, Alison, I told you it wasn't me. It's a Glenn Whelan deep fake. Deep fake. You can unpack me suitcase. Lads, thanks for getting to the bottom of this.
Licky butt.
Thanks, Glenn. So brave. And all's well that ends well, Ian. We've exposed Chinese infiltration in the porn industry, and we've made a lot of money for the manager of a lookalike agency, a retired porn star's fund, and about £7 for Ali Dia. Let's have another distracted driver, shall we? Jacob is 42, and he's approaching speeds of 115 miles an hour, going into the Hawthorne Bend at Brands Hatch. Hi, Jacob.
Hi, lads. This is amazing.
Jacob, Ian Five Angles here. Which orange came first, the fruit or the colour?
Oh, that's a tricky one.
Mind that fence, Jacob.
Ah!
Oh, hey! Yes! Bullseye! Well done, Ian.
So good at this game.
Coming up, Darius Vassell on why he'd never go on Strictly Come Dancing, even if he was asked, which he probably won't be. You are listening to the Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show.
Sports On. Horning sport from dusk till dawn.
Look at my finger. Look at my finger.
Oh, Steve Bold's just commented on your TikTok, Ian. He's written the password for you.
Oh, great. What is it?
It's password.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Right.
Sports On is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.